pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem, uverech eslach mechavas meimecha v'asiroi samach l'mikirbecha." And many mefarshim try to understand the pasuk begins in the plural, "Avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem," and then the pasuk goes to the singular, "V'asiroi samach l'mikirbecha." How do we understand this? So I saw from the Baba Rebbe that there are two parts to our life. There's the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. It says when it comes to Ruchnius, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, Ein Atayr Niknas Ela B'Chabura. Belonging to a group of people who are all Ovdei Hashem, who are trying to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, is a very positive way for us to become stronger in our own observance. But when it comes to Gashmius, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Eza Asher HaSameach Bechel Koi. But the Tanna is teaching us, Bechel Koi, not only are you supposed to be satisfied with what you have, but Chel Koi, you should only focus on your share and not spend any time and thought about what other people have. The Sefer Meleches Machsheves explains that the Pasuk in Koheles says, Mesuka Shnas Oivid, the sleep of a person who works is sweet, in Matve Harbe, whether he eats much or not much. But the abundance of the rich don't let him sleep. So explains the Sefer Meleches Machsheves. The difference is not that when we speak about different people, their sleep is not is based on how do you live. If you live your life, that amat v'maharbe, whatever you have, you are satisfied with, then you will be able to sleep sweetly, comfortably. But if you're always looking what everyone else has, then you won't be able to sleep. That's what the pasuk says. When it comes to avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, when it comes to avodas Hashem, there we're supposed to look at what others are doing and use the power of the community to help us grow in our avodas Hashem. But when it comes to beirach eslach mecha, when it comes to our gashmius, then we should only focus on ourselves. One of the most famous questions that's asked is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was told to tell Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah Machzis HaShekel, he didn't know how to understand this mitzvah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a shekel of fire. Says, so I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us only a half of a coin? Showing a half of a coin isn't that representing that we don't have everything we need to have? And isn't that just the opposite of the way we are supposed to live? Aren't we supposed to live being satisfied with what we have? So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, why are you telling them to bring a machzis HaShekel, a half a coin? That's not the lesson that we want to impart, says Rav Twersky. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, I'm showing you a half a coin, but it's a machzis shel eitz. It's fire. By fire, ruchnius, indeed, you should always feel that you're lacking. By gashmius, of course not. And if we study the difference between Achashverosh and Esther, that distinction becomes very clear. Achashverosh tried to gather all of the Jews to participate in his feast, and they should all feel that they're missing, that they don't have what he's able to offer them, all of that food and all of that luxury. But what did Esther teach Klal Yisrael? Lech Knoises Kola Yehudim Hanim Tsoim Beshusha Vitsuma Lai Vatoch Vatishta Shloisha Shomim. When it comes to eating, we don't need to be together with other people. We should be ourselves and be satisfied with what we have. When are we supposed to Knois Kola Yehudim? When should many Jews gather together? When they're not eating. Atoch Vatishta, when they're davening and they're fasting, that's when it's important. And that's the only time it's important to be part of a general group. And in fact, this week's parasha teaches us the halacha of Achri Rabim Lahatos. And the Chasam Sofer asked the question, Achri Rabim Lahatos, so why don't we follow the majority of the world? The majority of the world are certainly not observant Jews. So the Chasam Sofer says you only need to follow the majority when you have a question. But when it's obvious what the right thing to do is, then you should do what's right. You should do what's right without paying attention to the rabbim, to the majority. And in fact, he quotes a Ramban who used this concept, la'alocha. We know that if something not kosher falls into a pot, so there are rules when it becomes nullified and when it doesn't become nullified. Isser, something wrong, can become nullified. But something which is kosher never needs to become nullified. That's the lesson of Achri Rabim Lahatos. If you're doing what's right, then you shouldn't and you needn't look at what other people are doing and saying. Only when it's something that's not proper, when you want to learn from other people what's the right thing to do, then and only then should you look at the rabbin. There's a story from the Baal Shem of Michelstadt. As a young boy, he was asked to come to the palace of the king, and people had reported to the king what a wonderful, smart, intelligent young man he was, and what the king wanted to test him. And the king had every one of his servants and his associates leave the palace, and now, in all the rooms of the palace, he wanted the child, this young man, to be able to pick which is the room that the king is in. So what he did was he looked at all of the windows, and all of the window shades were open, besides one room where the window shades were drawn. And now he understood that that must be the room of the king. So as he walked into the room of the king asked him, "Yes, you showed your intelligence and you were able to choose which is the room that I am in." So what would have been if all of the servants would have been here? And you would have started to ask them, which room is the king in? And you would have gotten different answers. What would you have done? So he said, I would have followed the majority. If the majority would have told me that the king is in a specific room, I would have understood that that's the room he's in. So the king said to him, if that's the case, that you're so into following the majority, so why don't you follow the majority? And as we just said, most people aren't observant Jews. So he said to the king, indeed, when there is a question and a decision needs to be made, the way to make the decision is to follow the majority, follow what most people are saying. But when there is no question, there is no majority. I know what's right. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Ma'ayanei Shel Torah quotes the pasuk in this week's parasha, where the parasha says, "V'loisan al riv arav, en cholkim dato muflash bebezdin." We don't argue with the leader of the Bezdin. We accept his opinion. So he says there was once a city where the Rav had made a decision in all sorts of issues, kashrus, taras ha-mishpacha, Talmud Torah, etc. And there were people in the city who were upset, and they approached the Rav and they said, "Doesn't it say in the Torah, Achri Rabim Lahatas? So why is it that you yourself are making all of these decisions, and we are obligated to follow your decisions?" So the Rav answered him that, "I'll tell you a story. There are, as we know, 248 organs in a body, Remach Evarim, and 247 of them went and complained to the Rosh, to the brain, and said, it's unfair. You, the brain, make all the decisions that affect us. And they said, the Torah says, Achri Rabba Matas, follow the majority. Why don't you consult with us? Said the mind to them, the brain to them. When is there a point to ask for many opinions? When the truth is not clear. And then we follow the majority. But here, I'm the muflash of a bezdin, as Rashi said. My opinion is the opinion that the Torah wants us to follow. The brain is the intelligence. The Torah is the intelligence. And that's the only thing we should follow. Yes, sometimes we should look at what other people do, if that will help us in our avodas Hashem. But if it will detract us in our avodas Hashem, then we should do what's right and not what the others do.